Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we've been talking about the Lupus Foundation of America, Georgia chapter. And we are now joined by two young ladies who have benefited from that support. Welcome to the studio, Adrienne Allende and Miss Joelle May.
Hello.
Hello.
Ladies, thank you so much for coming and talking with us today. Joelle, I'm going to start with you. How did you find out that you were diagnosed with lupus? How did you find out that it was lupus?
I hadn't been feeling well for a few months, and I had been going back and forth to the doctor. They had been doing tests for everything else, but that was one of the things that never occurred to them to do because I had never been sick before. And one day I was feeling really bad. I had called my ex-husband at work and I was like, you need to come home. I need to go to the hospital. I don't know what's going on, but it's not good. So I ended up being rushed to the Harlem Hospital around 9 o'clock in the evening. And at midnight, they rushed me downtown to Mount Sinai. And basically I had found out my kidneys had failed. And then they figured out that my kidneys failed because I had lupus. I knew a few people that had lupus, but they weren't close friends, so I didn't understand what was really going on with them or their struggle. But basically that night I found out that I had lupus and it was going to change my life forever. At that time, I was diagnosed in 2001, and still, that wasn't that long ago, but lupus really was considered a death sentence for a lot of people. They actually gave me 5 years to live, and now it's 2018, so...
And now, what did that feel like at that time in your life for someone to say? Because you're a young person now.
Right. I'm 50, so I was in my early 30s when it occurred. And I'm the type of person who I always feel that I have stuff to do. So in that aspect, it took me a long time to understand how it was going to affect me and how it was going to change me. I've tried to go back to work full time 3 times. And I was not successful any of those times, mostly because of the fatigue. I tell people that your 70% is your new 100%. You can't focus on what you can't do. You have to figure out what you can do and make your new goals based on that. But it is very hard because you do change your life. All the people that are involved with you, their lives get changed because you sort of have to become the focus, if that makes sense. You have to lead a stress-free life. You have to change a lot of things. And for a lot of people, that is the biggest problem for them, the fact that their life has changed so much they don't know what to do, because for how many ever years you've been this person, and now all of a sudden you're not that person. So you literally have to rebuild your life.
Adrienne Allende, I'm going to ask the same question. How old were you when you found out about being diagnosed with lupus, and what was it like to get that diagnosis?
I was 31 years old when I was diagnosed with the lupus. It was in 2005, I believe. My son was 12 years old. I ended up going to the hospital because I had an ear infection. And when I got an antibiotic shot, my entire system shut down. I went into a coma. And when I woke up, I had a hole in my side. They had done a kidney biopsy, all these other things. And they said, ma'am, you have lupus. And I'm like, no, I have an ear infection, because I didn't know what it was that was going on. I didn't even remember actually passing out in the hospital. I know they gave me the shot. They made me sit there for a little while to make sure that I didn't have a reaction. After 30 minutes, I was fine. I went to the discharge office because this was back when they wanted their money up front. So I went to go and pay my copay, and that was the last thing that I remembered. So when I went to the hospital, I didn't have anything with me. I was in my pajamas, and all I had was my wallet because I knew they were going to want their money. I didn't have a cell phone. I didn't have any way of contacting anybody, and I ended up staying in the hospital for almost 2 months. I had the friends that I was visiting before I ended up going to the hospital actually picked my son up and brought him to the hospital. And to see him see me laying down, connected to all of these tubes and everything, my mind told me I have to wait until he's old enough to not need me anymore. If I can make it through 6 years, I'll be good. So Then they said that there was something wrong with my platelet count after maybe a week or two being in the hospital, and they gave me a blood transfusion and my heart stopped. So my mind again is telling me, I really have things to do. I'm just not going to be able to lay on this table dead, but for so long. So
I've got a son. I've got
kids. I'm like, I really have things I need to do.
And that's how we get through every day.
Was just continuing to tell me I need to make it until he's 18 so he'll be okay. And then when he was 17, I had a whole nother baby. So now I got 9 more years that I have to squeeze out.
So Ms. Joelle said it's like your 70% is 100%. For you, what does that percentage feel like?
I started my business. I own Aces Custom Clothing. I make custom pieces. I knit, sew, crochet. That's really all I know. I had a regular job, but I only worked part-time because I needed the health benefits. That was the only reason that I got up and went to a regular job, because my business has been successful for years. And all I know is how to get up and go do. So when I got to the point where I couldn't do, it confused me. I can't process the information in my head. Even now, so many years later, my main focus is I'm awake. I have stuff to do. And that's just what keeps me going. So my 100 is probably 50 for real, but I'm still going to do it until I fall asleep wherever I'm laying.
So ladies, what do you all want our listeners to know about lupus, about living with lupus, and what the Lupus Foundation of America in Georgia can do? Ms. May?
The most important thing people have to understand is that they can live with lupus. That is the, out of anything I could possibly say here today, you can live with lupus. You can be sort of happy with lupus. You just have to figure out how it works for you. Like, I've gone through a lot of changes. Adrian still does her business. I'm now her operations manager. We're still here making it work. It's not easy, but we make it work. And you have to give yourself goals and still believe that you can do some of the things that you dreamed about. Because unfortunately, for a lot of people, they just think their life is over. And we're here to say it's not.
Ladies, I want to thank you all so much. It was wonderful talking with Mr. Evans, but it's always better talking with the people who are really going through and who are using the Lupus Foundation of America Georgia chapter to support their lives and support, as you said, living with lupus, even if it's 70% or 50%, but making sure that you all are healthy, happy, and moving forward. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing this information.
Thank you so much for having us.
We appreciate you letting us share, because people need to hear it. I tell people all the time, someone you know has lupus, get out there, find them, help them out, because they need it and they might not ask for it.
Thank you. Thank you, Adrian. Thank you, Joelle.